I forgot the pirate.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck.
This is Pirate Podcast.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck.
Alrighty, motherfuckers. Welcome back to another episode of Pirate Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody.
Well, today is the official Valentine's Day special. So we're going to kick it off for all you loving people out there in the world.
Today's the 10th.
10th of February?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
No,
bitch, I always have Valentine's a problem Day. Saying that month.
Double check. February?
What?
February.
For Burbie.
Chico, say it, shit, say it.
February.
You see? Yeah. See how it sounds way different from yours?
Yeah, yeah.
It sounds yours? Way better.
Say February.
Yours? What?
February.
That's from sucking all that dick all the time.
Nigga, that's from knowing English and knowing how to fucking read, asshole. That's what that is.
Is that how it's
There's
supposed
a fucking
to be done?
R after the B, bitch.
All right,
bitch.
I'm going to say it my most English Oxford-ass nigga. February.
That sounds legit. To me, that sounds legit.
Right? That fool that says that right there, if he's in Oxford, that nigga fucking cheated his way into Oxford.
I just say Feb.
You fucking pirates. All right, we're going to start this off. So we're going to have a special edition of Pirate of the Week. So it's not Pirate of the Week. It's Pirate of Valentine's Day. So what that means is I look back at some ridiculous shit that people have done for Valentine's Day. And, well, let's just say I found a particular gentleman. This guy's name is Alexei Bykov.
Alexei Bykov?
Yeah, I couldn't even pronounce it. I don't know. So this motherfucker, what he did, he staged his whole death just to propose to his wife after it. So this is what he did.
What the fuck? He's a fucking prankster.
He's a sick-ass prank. He went above and beyond, bro.
This guy's great.
So this dude set up a date. Meet me at bar. Okay, cool. Yeah. She shows up. There's ambulance everywhere.
What?
There's a car that's literally busted. Like, his shit looks busted. Like, you look at the car and you know somebody died after that accident. Damn. That's just busted. The dude's laid out flat on the floor, bloody like crazy. An ambulance runs right up to her, and the dude tells her, are you so-and-so's girlfriend? Yeah. Well, he's I'm sorry to tell you, but he's pronounced dead or whatever. So she starts fucking crying, blah, blah, blah. This nigga wakes up out of his death and just runs up to her. And he proposes to her full on after
Damn.
That shit.
So that fool fucked up his own car?
Nah, he fucking got like a model and shit. No, so this is what he did. He hired a whole film crew, a production team. He hired an ambulance. Like, he went buck wild. Like,
he must be in the business and shit.
Yeah, he actually had like a director fucking do everything.
Damn.
And, yeah, so he fucking spent some money.
That's pretty badass.
And needless to say, she said
Stupid.
Yes.
She's hideous?
She's
like, you're so crazy.
Said yes.
Oh, I thought she's hideous.
No, that's fucked up.
I was like, damn, nigga, that's all you care about?
Hell His nah. whole reason behind it, he said he wanted her to feel for a moment what it would be like to be without him. So he said that if he saw that she like cared or whatever, that was what he wanted to see.
No one,
kind of fucked up, huh?
No one, because even if you just met someone, you're gonna cry like, oh my god.
Yeah, true. Girls will cry. Yeah, like, yeah. Girls cry over anybody.
Hey, but what is she?
No one will ever do that for an ugly or a fat bitch. So
was
she has
hideous
to be hot,
or no?
Dude.
Nah, she's all right. She's a little skinny.
She your ideal girl.
She's nothing crazy. Here's a picture of her. You guys can't see her.
Well, that asshole's old as shit.
Just fucking Google his name. His name is Alexei Bykov.
That should have like
Just Google that shit. You'll see the pictures for yourself.
Pirate of the Week for Pirate Podcast.
Hey,
what's
your
ideal girl?
Pirate of Valentine's Day. Pirate of Valentine's Day. Huh?
What's your ideal girl look like?
What's my ideal girl look like? Most likely a brunette. Long hair. Really long hair.
Okay.
I don't fuck with short hair. I hate short hair. Okay. Especially like boy haircuts. I fucking can't stand that shit.
Okay.
A Latina for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
Latina always.
Has to be
for
Latina.
Me, honestly, like lustful wise or romantic wise, it's always a Latina.
Yeah. Just somebody. I just got to be picky there. So that.
Dark or light?
I like petite girls. I like to, because I'm a big dude, so I like
huge.
To really.
Because he has a little ass cock and he's trying to make
I just like faces. Petite girls. That's just my thang thizzle.
Yeah.
So, petite, skinny girls.
I wouldn't want a big girl.
I mean, that's
girl.
The look wise, that's
Chico,
ideal.
Shut the fuck up.
A big or fat one?
Nah.
A big bitch?
Nah, not too
And there's some
like,
dudes out there that really like
shit.
Big bitches, though. Like, that's all they like is some big bitches.
Black dudes.
You like black dudes?
Nigga, they don't gotta work. They just get fat bitches and then they don't work. Damn, it's racist as fuck.
What are we talking about? That shit was pretty racist, actually.
Nah, I love black people. African Americans, I mean.
So anyway, Johnny, what's your ideal girl?
And don't say you're a girl, bitch.
My wife.
She's my ideal fuck girl. You.
Nah, to be honest with you, I'm not really like you know, looks type of person, you know? I just like flowing with people.
You just like to see what's in people's hearts.
Full of shit.
I know.
He's trying to get people to like him on the podcast. Yeah.
Nah, if you guys ever talk to my viewers. Chick, you'll know why. Like, she's cool, you know?
She probably can't think, nigga, she's with you. You got her to marry you.
Well, we know she's not into looks.
Hey, you guys are idiots.
We definitely know Chico's girl isn't into looks either.
My turn. My turn. All right. Mine is long, black.
Dick. Long, black, dick.
It's not all right, dude. Can I fucking express?
In and around your mouth.
All right, go ahead. She's fucking, she can be dark or light. She can vary from very dark to very light. She
just
has
said Mexican.
Black hair. Yeah, bitch skin, motherfucker.
Yeah, it doesn't automatically
shades.
Mean.
There's different shades of Mexican.
Yeah, it doesn't mean she's darker.
It doesn't even have to be Mexican. Yeah, it could be anything. It's Latin American. So she has black hair. She has semi-nice fat titties. Not too fat. And then she has a nice ass. Not too fat. Not too skinny. Thick legs. And just really
this
nice.
This nigga's describing his girl so he don't get in trouble.
Really
I know it. I
and
know
a really
it.
Nice vagina. And
but you can't see the vajayjay until like it's like you're already
dick,
involved.
I don't
yeah,
care. She's
you really
be naked
can't
all the time.
Know.
She comes
wow.
to my house. She has
what
to
if,
be
what if she's hot as fuck, right? Hot. But then she has a hairy, nasty, smelly, stinky cooch.
Okay, hairy. You can cut it.
Stinky.
You don't know. All right.
So either or. Either or.
Dude.
Either or.
It could
ugly
happen
chick,
though.
Ugly chick with a beautiful vagina, or just a tall vagina like your mother's, but she's gorgeous.
Like your mother.
That's
like
hard,
my mother.
Because you got to take that bitch out sometimes. You know what I mean? Shit. It
when
depends how much money
you,
I get.
When was the last
depends
time you went out on a date, motherfucker? If you
yeah,
say that.
Chico, I feel like you don't
come
go
on,
out
bro.
On dates.
Come on.
Do you
like
do that? Do you like go out on dates?
Yeah, bitch. We went all the time.
Last time.
Week.
Well, I don't count, bitch.
Kind of this
does.
Weekend.
Kind of
this weekend.
Nigga,
this
he's
weekend.
Been planning that shit for
La-
a whole year.
No.
Before that, when was the last time you went
weekend,
out?
Last weekend, we went on a concert. This weekend, we fucking partied hard, dude. We went to Puerto Cal. We went to fucking...
nigga, this weekend you were
show.
With us.
No, I wasn't.
You're drunk
I was there Friday. I was there Friday. Saturday and Sunday, we went out on romantic dates. Nigga, we went to the Bell, took awesome pictures.
Oh,
like, Saturday? This fool. Dick, trust me, we go out a lot. I just don't fucking post my whole life on private chat.
Well, yeah, we're not you saying know? You do. I don't fucking post everything either.
Hey,
but
the way
talk
that
about,
question was asked,
I really don't
you,
see.
Like, you never
like
go
I prejudged. I really don't see you doing this shit.
Dick, you guys also don't see me.
I see you just like, hey, let's go to the liquor store, get a 40, get
and
tore
chill,
up,
baby.
And chill at home.
Chill,
like, that's what I see you fucking doing.
Get some Plan B's tomorrow.
Fucking.
We'll hit some Plan B tomorrow.
You guys just think you know me. I'm a multi-dimensional motherfucker, dude. I look at work. I sit on a table amongst like 70-year-old dudes, and we're there talking business. Okay, y'all niggas could never be there. You guys will they'll fire
Shut
you guys.
Nigga,
fuck
I'm at Yum Yum
okay?
Donuts
Shut
talking about what happened.
I could talk about fucking art. I could talk about fucking farts. I could talk about just about anything.
Shut your ass up and read an email.
Well, anyways, it's time for that section that the whole everyone actually is listening to this podcast is for. Chico Sanchez's amazing emails. Today's emails is brought to you by Chico Sanchez.
Are you fucking right. like advertising right. yourself?
No.
Or
and
what
I started doing, I started naming these emails because we're getting better, stronger, faster, harder. All right.
Kanye?
I picked three of them because they're all related to relationships, and it is fucking,
Valentine's
you know,
week?
It's that Valentine's. It's time for love.
Ooh, Valentine's
yeah.
or times?
Times. February, Dines. Bitch.
El día de San
February.
Valentín.
February.
Love is in the air. It's time for breakups. It's time for one-night stands. It's time for falling deeper and deeper in love and making long-lasting memories. So I will start off with my first email. This one I called... Babysitter, and it's by her name is Laura, and then she says hi guys, I absolutely love your podcast. I am an avid listener and I also need advice. So I've been single for a while, and I have a baby boy named Jeremy.
Jeremy?
Jeremy.
That kid is fucking Jeremy.
Let me know when you're done. Can you stop slapping in there, dude?
This nigga has like a Windex bottle. Like.
Yeah, I know. He laughs like fucking Will Ferrell. He looks like him too. Fucking Will Ferrell.
Hey, this nigga is said.
On the real, we're going to turn you down a little bit, Renee, because, Dick, sometimes, bro, I'm listening to you in the car, and it's just like, fuck. My kids are like, oh, shit. The speakers, you fuck shit up.
It's not my fucking fault. I know how to talk into a
you
microphone.
You scream into the microphone.
This nigga said his name is Jeremy.
Jeremy. J-E-R-E-M-Y.
Jeremy.
Not
whatever,
Jeremy.
Dude. Jeremy.
He's a fucking germ. Anyways,
he's a Jeremy Shepherd.
Go ahead. Jeremy that I raised on my own. But I recently just met a guy at the gym, and he asked me out on a date. I said yes. I was very excited. But now I can't find a babysitter. For that day, I asked my mom and I asked my sister. They both said no. Pirates, what do I do?
Ooh. How old is the kid? It doesn't say.
I don't know. I mean, ooh, he must be little in order to be fucking.
A germ.
Well, she said I raised him since he was little, so he must be kind of big. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm thinking like eight
You're
or
contradicting
nine.
Yourself
you know?
There, buddy.
Why?
Because you said it. He must be little, and then he must be big. I don't know. How old
well, he
kids?
Must be young enough to be babysat.
How old
dude, he's
kids?
12, 13. My boys are
the youngest one.
Eight years old.
So you think you can leave them at home alone?
Fuck no. Absolutely
no.
not.
Absolutely no.
No, bitch. No way. Damn, that's fucked up. He just opened the door to how he got
Johnny
treated.
Johnny got left at home.
I don't have kids.
Right. No, how you got treated,
no,
bitch.
No, I've been out, dude. Like, ever since I was young. Like,
NyQuil
I've
and
been
duct
tape,
you bitch ass.
Nah, I've been out, like, in the park, street type shit, you know? Took my little bro
since
with me.
Sucking dick since he was little.
I don't know how that was.
Sucking dick for hot Cheetos.
Eight, literally, if I came home, like if I left my daughter at eight at home, realistically, my daughter would not have it. She'll run out after me. But let's just say I fucking tied her ass up.
No, you sneak out. What if you just sneak
yeah,
out?
Do a sneak, even a sneaky fool. She,
damn,
was,
that'd
she
be
stays
scary,
like
dog.
On point. But anyways, let's say I left her somehow, right? Fuck, she would. I would just find her crying somewhere in a corner when I finally came back.
Dude,
that's what would happen.
Damn,
would
I'm
terrible.
Gonna do that to my kid at 8 years old. I'm just gonna leave him at home. Like,
imagine she comes out, she looks, she's like, "Dad," and then they start panicking and then they start looking.
Ooh, but if
then,
she was into the PS4, you can leave her there for days and she wouldn't even know you.
Fool, she's into her iPad like crazy. She watches these fucking YouTube videos. I can't even remember the name
non-stop.
Of this shit. There's some fucking toys. Like, all this is a fucking channel of this person that opens toys.
Yeah.
Like, and she watches that shit like. Hours.
Well, anyways,
hours
back to freaking what, to Laura. To all right, what do you guys have to say about Laura? What do you guys think about? She right, met
so
a guy.
Laura,
the gist. Let's bring it back because you asshole started talking. So she met a guy at the gym. She seems excited.
Yo.
She's a dumbass. First of all, getting picked up on the gym, and then her parents don't.
That?
Well, motherfucker, let me talk. And then now she can't get a babysitter.
Oh,
that means, or she's probably a hood rat because the mom and the sister said, "Nah, bitch,
nah,
I ain't taking
nah.
care of this nigga."
They're just probably
always,
jealous
because
they don't have a date. Well,
it could
honestly,
just be bad
look,
timing. Sometimes just
nah.
like that. You just
Laura, check this out. I'm going to do you a solid.
Hoppos, wow.
Take the little kid to jumping world and shit, like trampoline world, and leave his ass there. I'm being
jumping
serious.
World. Shut the fuck up, man.
Well, you get to
and
jump
he'll never
for, like,
be able to get
hours.
Off.
Dang, that's pretty parry. Honestly, what do you do? Nothing. Netflix and chill.
I mean, that's pretty fucked up.
But then the kids
oh, but then
watching
the, well,
you
got to
put
that nigga
job.
To sleep.
Nah, just
then invite him over.
But then that means just she's gonna be fucking. It's a first date. She probably doesn't
you want to fuck.
Yeah, no, that's
she's
true.
That
is kind of sketchy. Like you can go to a girl's house.
Yeah,
man.
And then you're bringing them into your house. They see your kid. They molest
you don't
your
know
kid.
This nigga.
No,
yeah.
this is
Ooh,
my.
But you're
thing,
gonna
dude.
Get into a car with them. You're gonna go out to you with us. The same shit.
I mean, just reschedule.
Let me tell you the psychology
you
behind
too.
It. Young niggas are dumb.
Okay,
man.
Let this.
So
okay.
anyways, this bitch is just a dumb bitch that's at in the fucking gym. Right? She's in the gym. She gets. She's putting so much importance on this that she actually fucking. Had the energy to type up a fucking email and say, "Hey, what do I do? Bitch, reschedule. No puedo, perro. If I'll fucking, we'll go out another weekend when he can." But she's all fucking in knots in her fucking head that she can't go out. She's all up on this guy's dick. She needs to focus more on her kid. Tell the guy, "Fuck you, maybe next time." And she shouldn't be such a fucking hoe because now she already burned her sister and her mom out. They don't want to take care of her. Fuck you, Laura. But keep on listening.
I'll babysit.
Bitch.
Hey, Laura, I'll babysit. Oh, good. You get
all
your
right.
dick
yeah, reschedule.
Now we got another one. This one's called
another one.
Poor
another
devil.
One.
And I got poor devil from fucking the movie with What's that fucking movie?
Oh, Samuel L. Jackson. Oh,
Samuel Jackson.
The devil in your mom's
with his
butthole,
horns, bitch.
What is it?
Something no,
moons?
No.
Devil Snakes?
Quentin Tarantino, fucking Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, I don't know.
Django.
Django?
Django, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was. It's not the Django?
No.
Oh, my
the
God.
The shit
that where you actually see the letter and you this time you pronounce it. Where another word, in other words,
fuck where you're supposed to. So, no, I got it. I got it from the old guy. What's his name?
What's the fucking email?
And he says, he's like, oh, you poor devil.
Yeah, Oxford. Poor just devils. Fucking read the email. I don't want to hear you anymore.
Idiot.
Stupid. All right, fuck. So this is by a dude named Brian. Called The Poor Devil by Chico Sanchez. Hey guys, before anything, I want to say that I think you guys are awesome and hilarious, and
get
I really enjoy
nuts,
listening
nigga.
To you. Get
off
my nuts, bro. I'm just kidding. Keep,
wow.
on, keep on listening, Brian. Keep on listening. Well, with that out of the way, I am really,
Ryan?
I really need your guys' pirate wisdom. These guys, I can't believe these people actually like.
Dude,
they fucking
care about
think
what
we're
the fuck
wise.
We say,
that tells you how stupid
it's pretty
people
crazy.
Are. But we talk shit about you. We honestly we love you. Well, I do. But we're just gonna talk shit because this is what we do.
Yeah,
this is my form of therapy. Thanks to you guys. There is a girl, Sophia, that
I think
like
in his mind he thought he actually said therapy, but he didn't.
He's like, this is my thing.
This is my part of therapy. This is my part therapy.
There's a girl, Sophia, that I like for a very long time. I think she's gorgeous and sweet. And I try everything I can to be helpful to her. She has a kid named Joey, and I take him to guitar lessons. Sometimes I even pay for them. I also helped her with her DUI, and am always there when every guy breaks up with her. She goes out a lot on dates, and I think she even kisses on first dates. What the fuck? This kid's a retard. Oh, fuck. That's why I picked
is it. Is it him or are you reading it, stupid?
No. I skimmed through it, and it's ended up being really good. I want to be more than just her friend. I thought that maybe with all that I already do for her, she would see me as more than just her friend. I just want to make her happy. Pirates, what do I do?
I think he should fuck, fake his death.
This was open to shame.
He
open
should fake his death, dye his hair, and then meet her.
Like, and she somewhere. Won't give a fuck.
Nah, he should just pop his cack out one day.
And just
be like, what's
fuck
up?
Me.
Hey, did you guys ever see on Friends, The Naked Man? How you just have a date, you invite her to your house, and you just get naked, and no. She has no choice than to have sex with you.
Yeah, no.
I
mean, I'm
pretty
liked
sure
Friends,
a female has a choice.
No, you know what actually show. Wasn't Friends? It was Barney. What's the one with Barney?
Barney? Really?
No.
Nigga got naked in Barney?
No,
this nigga has some sick
Barney,
fuck
the show. Fuck
I know. It's always funny. It's always funny. In the
How I Met Your Mother.
How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, that one was funny. There was like a method, like a show where it's like you just get
naked Patrick
and you invite someone over. So anyways, this guy's just a fucking chump. He's trying to befriend her. He doesn't have balls to fucking tell her.
Yeah.
She's only with you, bro. She's a fucking scum.
Pirate on the spot, Chico.
She has a kid.
She has a kid.
She doesn't send him with no money to guitar class.
True.
She got a DUI.
Yeah,
she's a fucking scumbag. And then, pero ese güey está pendejo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I say, just go balls out. Pull your balls out and pack out. And if she wants it, she wants it. If she doesn't, then you say, you know what? I'm done with this hoe and move on.
But there's not even nothing there. He's just a friend. In her
but
eyes,
there could
just,
be. Because if he pops the dick out, that's like where she's going to make her decision. Like, fuck. Don't want to change this relationship.
Well,
that.
Yeah, if she comes home drunk,
like
all
she's not
going to
think weird of him.
Of course,
because
she
that's
is.
her
Yeah,
homie.
You know
so
what
him
I'll do?
Popping his dick out is not even like a weird thing.
I'll give that bitch
like
a gift card.
This
to,
was not even
to
a homie. He's a fucking nanny.
He's,
yeah, he's
everything to this bitch. Yeah,
he takes care of the kid and shit. Well, at least he's there for the kid. But I would make sure she's drunk and then yeah, whip the cock out.
Maybe yeah.
Hey, chick. The fuck?
Hey,
exactly. I don't know.
So you piece of shits have Apple phones.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
I've always been an Android
fan. I don't like Apple anymore. I have Apple. Fuck Apple.
You have an iPhone.
Exactly, Dick. That shit's giving me so many bugs. I had to delete so much shit.
What the fuck did you do on your phone that you had to delete a lot of shit?
It messed up two times, dude. The Apple Store, I've been to the Apple Store four times.
Check it.
Within like 6 months.
This is my second iPhone. As in, before this, I had it was like the 5S. What was the last big thing before the 6S Plus?
iPhone?
Yeah.
5S.
Oh, it just was a 5S. So I started off with a 5S. Before that, I never had an iPhone. Had an iPod, but never fucked. Dude, I was like team Android all the fucking way. Like, I wanted to get an Android guy. Fucking tatted.
I've had 5 iPhones since they fucking came out.
I loved Android, dude, for like jailbroke and all this bullshit and this and that. But, dude, I just love iPhone. The fact that three things. I can FaceTime. I can
FaceTime's good.
I can instant text you, and I can like voice message, like voice text. You get me?
Yeah,
I'm sure Android could do that, right?
Yeah, you could do that.
The only no, I'm pretty sure you can do it on a fucking Android.
You could do it, but it's not like a stock app.
Yeah,
like your shit's like already.
Those are the three fucking things that I love.
That's pretty cool.
You get me? Because, like, other iPhone users, like, for example, Chico texts me. Like, he doesn't have to text me five fucking times in order for me to answer. Like, he could just see that I read it, and he'll leave me alone.
To me, I like the personalization part of it. Like, I could change shit completely, like, how I really, really want it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always been that way. Like, iPhones have gotten a little bit more towards that. They've taken a lot of steps towards that. But I think Android's still the customizing options that you have on there is just...
I've heard they had the lowest, like their sales are going down.
On what, iPhones?
Yep. Like they have they had the slowest quarter this last quarter than ever in history. And I guess that comes from competition from other guys. Or maybe Steve Jobs was just the boss, visionary, and now they got some.
I mean, know what it is too is that Android, dude, there's so many companies. So, you know, I mean, obviously the big players are like Samsung, HTC, blah, blah, blah.
I don't
blah,
really like Samsung.
I've had a Samsung
phone. I always fucked with HTC.
For like the last 5 years at least.
Right on.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. The Note's fucking dope, dude. I like the whole pen thing and this and that. It's fucking cool.
Yeah. I've been a Note fan. So ever since the first Note came out, I've had a Note. So I've always stuck with the Notes since they've been out. Right the on. Pen, the fucking quality, the size of the phone. Usually these have big ass batteries, so they last longer. So I've always tend to gravitate towards that. But yeah, people always argue over this shit. And to be honest with you, they're closer now more than ever.
I've always liked Sidekicks for some reason.
Sidekicks were tight, too.
They're fucking dope.
Sidekicks were tight, but unfortunately, the last Sidekick they made it like Android, and it was like a whack-ass phone. It had whack-ass specs.
Actually, had a whack-ass camera.
It was weenie. Yeah,
a lot of phones, too, based on cameras and fucking the resolution, you know? A lot of people like...
For sure. Yeah, we like high-end screens, fucking more megapixels on our shit, more memory. I mean, nowadays, that's what shit's about.
Yeah, big screens are the shit. I remember now... My son has the little one, the little iPhone. Now you I have the fucking big one. I'm like, fuck, dude. How could I ever type on this shit?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's like that.
Dude,
thank
an iPhone
God.
5, the whole phone is smaller than my screen.
Yeah, if exactly. You put that shit right there, it's exactly. Like I've done that. It's just like hey, crazy as shit.
Last night I was reading like always, right? Before I go to sleep.
You do not know how to read. That's
what fuck you. And then I bumped into 12 Undeniable Signs He's Really in Love with You. Some of them I can kind of relate. Some of them I'm like, what the fuck?
All right, go through it. Let's see.
So, well, he buys tampons. Like, he buys you tampons. Like, I don't know. You guys ever...
That means he loves you. He buys you tampons. Yeah. I think that's a sign of love, dude. Yeah. I would not buy a chick tampons.
You wouldn't?
Even if
you're
married?
If I don't love her?
Fucking normal.
No, even no, I'm saying if I don't love her.
Oh.
Yeah, like, I buy
like,
my wife.
Like, you were just dating her. Like, you were just dating her.
Yeah, yeah, I wouldn't buy a bitch tampons. No, fuck.
I would because I'm banging her.
Like, she texts you like, hey, baby, can
you
pick
go by yourself.
Like
in
she
the
says,
of the night and
she
go
says,
buy some tampons.
She's like, hey, can you
I wouldn't
buy
go
some
in the middle of the night. Hell no.
Well, that's the point. Bitch. That's
yeah, shit, I'll go if I'm at the market and
that's
shit already.
Saying.
I ain't gonna
saying,
go out of my
that's
way.
That's the point of it. Yeah, that's kind of weird.
All right, that you can kind of see. I guess this see like some bitch is probably dating. She's probably
yeah,
like 21.
Yeah, this is probably her because
21.
Look, check out number 2. All
right,
he makes plans with you. That's fucking retarded.
He makes plans with you. Everybody
this bitch ain't no one ever loved this bitch ever. That's what she says.
Hence, friends know too much about you.
His friends.
They know it's probably money. That she sucks good dick, doesn't take it in the ass, or some other bullshit. Boys talk.
His happy place is you. Dude, this is Chico writing this
His
shit.
His happy place is you? Damn. In your butt, bitch. Shut the
Yo,
fuck
check
up.
This one out.
Inside
he doesn't
you.
Wait for you to brush your teeth before kissing you good morning.
Inside you.
Because he's hitting her from the back,
I
nigga.
To be
he ain't gonna kiss
how I love to be.
You guys don't kiss your chicks in the morning?
Inside you.
Yeah.
Like before brushing your teeth?
I don't give a fuck. Sometimes I don't even
like make out or just like a peck? Like,
I try not to.
Oh, I don't make out.
I try not to. We have
morning
bread.
Yeah. I don't make out. I don't give a fuck how much you love somebody.
I mean, not that I would be like, ugh, don't fucking kiss me.
No. And you know what? My girl won't even do it because it's like, it's nasty for her. You know, she's self-conscious.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She doesn't want Chico breath in the morning on
he
her.
He texts ass. You in the middle of the day. You text your girl in the middle of the day?
Who doesn't text their fucking girl in the middle of the day?
Chico does it. He just says sometimes.
Yeah, I do, bitch. Fuck you.
I mean, I'm not saying every fucking day, but yeah, sometimes you just shoot random texts.
He puts his phone away. That's fucked up. I don't put my phone away around my girl.
He puts his phone
never.
Away.
Never.
Never.
Science.
There's times when she'll be like, dude, we've been sitting here the whole fucking time. You've been on your phone. I'm like, all right, yeah.
Oh yeah, that's
right.
Annoying.
And I'll put it
that's
away,
fucking
you know?
Annoying.
Like, yeah, I
don't
I catch
that
myself.
No, but we put it away because of past arguments where it's like you put it away. Then all right, then we kind of have like a mutual rule that goes unspoken. We're like, all right, cool. You know, you could just get
How about
stink
that
eye.
Rule that like when you go out to dinner,
put it in the middle. That's phones. Fucking stupid. Yeah. I get important calls all the time. I can't do that.
Oh,
shit.
Oh, shut up.
This motherfucker,
fuck.
And he's serious.
Nah.
Harry podcast. This motherfucker.
I really do. What the
shut
fuck?
The fuck.
I'm just gonna.
When
skip
y'all
that,
niggas,
dog.
When y'all niggas just, get calls, I had a like couple hundred K.
We have no energy. No energy.
Fuck. That was.
Is that it?
That's it. That's all the bitches talking
about. All right. Well, my last email of the fucking night. This one is kind of cool. His name is The Boss. I named that shit The Boss. And his name is Steven The Boss.
Steven The Boss.
He said, "What up, pirates? You know this nigga's badass. Hey, so I have a girlfriend of 2 years that has a baby from another nigga. And I also have a fine ass side chick with a fat ass and juicy titties." I love this guy. This guy talks like me and shit. Who is also funny as hell. So she's fine and she's funny as hell. I'm wondering what the hell I'm going to do for V-Day. What plan can I come up with that you brothers can hook a brother up so that I could work this thing
simple,
out?
Simple.
Help
the
a brother
out. The
girl
that has the kid? You spend the day with her. At night, you go out with the chicky mama.
Bang, bang. Double whammy.
You go in the day because you could take the kid.
Chico's
like,
damn. Chico's like, how the fuck did I not think of
that? No, but then you don't think she's going to be like, no, she's going to be a night dick. No, nigga, she ain't going
to
work out.
No, because she got a kid, nigga.
It doesn't matter.
She has to go to bed early.
You're with her. You're with her. Dick, you're not just going to be able to leave. You're with her all day with the baby, having a blast, and then you're like, okay, it's fucking 8:30, I gotta go. And she's like, what? Where are you going?
Plus, by that whole time, the other chick's texting you.
You gotta have section.
But at that time, the other chick's texting you, like, what's up? What's going on?
And she's texting you dirty photos.
You gotta play shit off clean, man. You gotta play it off clean.
That shit is.
Well, first of all, what are do's and don'ts? What are do's and don'ts for Valentine's Day?
Bitch, let's finish this email. What the fuck? ADD ass motherfucker.
All right,
I thought you had already responded.
You have to do some fake death shit. Fake death. Go out with her 7 and then do a fake death.
If this
and then come back at 2 and be like,
if he's
hi,
pimping, hey, if he's pimping, he has to figure it out.
I know. What the fuck? We're not let this nigga
no,
out.
No, he has to. No, this
we
is
don't,
what you
we
do.
We don't encourage cheating, nigga. The
this
fuck?
Is what we do. This is what you do, playboy. Playboy. All right. So then what you do is you set up reservations. All right. And you this make sure that she knows. She
like
sees it. No, she sees that. She sees that. She sees the reservations happening. And then you even go as far as getting a babysitter for her.
Uber, nigga.
No, you even get as far as getting a babysitter to
Uber
the girl.
Your side
to, the girl to the girl with the kid, right? So you got to set up. She's like, oh, she's already telling him, like, yeah, you're texting, putting Facebook, going out with my baby girl, all this shit. And then you say, fuck, some fucked up shit happened, girl. And then she's like, it's okay, baby. I'm like, damn, we're going to lose a reservation. I lost money
this
on
the
it.
The second time
all
that,
that
shit.
Out. And right. then, boom, boom. Next thing you know, you with the side chick, nigga.
No, what the fuck? You don't just boom, boom to the side chick?
Yeah, nigga.
How did all that shit happen?
You say you got a heart attack.
You got a heart attack. I got a heart attack, babe. I got to go. Go with the side chick.
Key is to make sure that she sees plans happening. And then an unfortunate event
that's a boo-boo-ass shit.
Happens. Nah. That's the most realistic you could ever get. So that's the end for Chico Sanchez's famous emails.
Oh, my God.
Why do you
got
to take the side chick out on Valentine's Day? She's a side chick, fool.
True.
Because you'll lose her if you don't, dummy.
No, that's stupid as hell.
Whatever. True. Whatever.
Yeah, Valentine's Day is for the real love.
Yeah, side chicks is the next day.
Yeah,
Valentine's Day is a day that Hallmark made to make a shitload of fucking money, motherfuckers. Hey, that's
kind of true, but still, if you're going to at least celebrate it, do it right. You know what I mean?
So what are do's and don'ts?
Do's and don'ts.
Don't
fuck. It
propose.
Depends, too, because it's like, is it your wife? Is it your
yeah,
girl?
Yeah, don't propose. That's too
that's
friend?
Cheesy.
That's cheesy as fuck, well, yeah.
How do you pick the day?
To propose?
Yeah.
Shit, that's a good one.
I proposed on our anniversary.
You're fucking cheesy.
Yeah,
who does
that's another
that?
One. That's another one.
That's another, another one. Like one. You don't do it on
why
her
not?
Birthday. You don't do it on your birthday. You don't do it on Christmas.
That's a cheesy fucker. Because
that's a fucking easy. That's an
Brenna's
easy.
A fucking
that's not
cheesy.
Easy.
Fuck.
That's fucking super romantic, bitch.
No, that is
on
not
Disney movies,
super romantic.
Disney movies.
Nigga, in front of Times
that's
Square.
Why,
what do you think?
And
do
you
girls watch
like
Disney movies or no?
Huh?
Do they watch Disney movies?
Who?
Girls.
Yeah, who's a fuck?
So what do you think they like?
They
did
want
they get proposed on some stupid ass
smart
thing?
This nigga wearing a Mickey Mouse shit right now.
It's all about Disney, nigga.
This nigga wearing a Mickey Mouse shit. Hey, you know how I figured out what you know how I got the date I was gonna marry my chick?
How are you?
I come home one night, right? High as fuck. I swear I come home high as fuck one time. And she was like fucking with these papers and shit. So I grabbed like this like calendar, like mini.
Oh, I like that.
It was like a mini calendar.
Mini?
Yeah, like Minnie Mouse.
All right.
And then I was like, hey, pick a date, you know, 1 through 12. And she's like, oh, 6. So then I was like, all right, that's June, right? January, February, March, May. Oh, no, it was May. And then she said 6. I was like, all right, cool. And then I was like, pick a day 1 through 30. And she's like, 15. So I was like, all right, 15. So I was like, all right, cool, this day we're getting married. But I never told her, you know, until like after I proposed. And I
was well, that was kind of cute.
I guess.
That's yeah, it's better than fucking anniversary, you cheap fuck.
Shut the fuck
he up. Didn't get, my, he didn't want to get an anniversary gift, so he right, got
tell her what happened. Wait, make better of yourself.
I did some gangster shit. Nigga,
like, that shit was more gangster than my shit.
Your shit was just stupid.
He like, played you Tupac. He played random. Tupac while
how was that shit stupid?
You just made your shit up like, oh.
No, where I proposed or how I proposed? What are you talking about?
The date you proposed.
Oh, the date. The date I proposed was fucking badass, nigga.
But the day
he didn't even have a ring. He had a fucking
you
ring.
You chose pop. It.
Well, I had a ring that day.
You chose it because you just asked her some random fuck questions. That's the day you
came oh, no, with. No. That was the day we were going to get married. The day I proposed was when we went to Mexico.
Nigga, we're talking about proposal. Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah, you're right. I fucked up. Stupid. It was on the island. Dog. Remember the island and shit? Aquita, Romantica.
All right.
Islas Marietas, homie.
All right, anyways, let me tell you my fucking story. So it's our anniversary, obviously, like I said.
And where are you guys at?
We're at home. And the whole day, she went to work, I went to work.
You knew the whole day you were going to do it?
Yeah. By the time we got home, I was ignoring her all day. The night before, I pissed her off. I don't remember when we got in a fight.
On purpose?
On purpose, on purpose.
Bullshit.
So the whole day.
Bullshit. Renee can't fucking do this shit.
Shut the fuck up.
Why is the microwave on?
Tell my fucking story, you stupid fucks.
How do you think I feel when you guys are trying to do a fucking Chico Sinister email?
So I pissed her off, and then we get home, and she's like not even talking to me. We're walking by each other and everything.
The guy's on his piso. Oh, my God, me caí.
Yeah. I just grabbed her. I grabbed her. I span her around like to face me because she was walking away.
Oh, my God.
Got on my knee.
And I got on my knee.
Damn.
Hey, but let me tell you this. Let me tell you the behind story. So she already had chose her ring. She's like, hey, whenever the day comes,
aquí, este es el que quiero.
This is the fucking ring I want.
How long ago was that before she actually
maybe
got
like
it?
6 months.
Damn, that's dope. My chick didn't pick a ring. She was like, I don't care.
She picked that ring, that's my dope. Boy. Like this it. One, right? I don't give a fuck. If you can't buy it then don't fucking do it. Like, wait till you can buy it. Like, this is the ring I want. I was like, all right.
Damn.
So that shit was at Robin's.
Was it at Walmart?
Nigga, that's the one I gave to your mom, not her.
Double whammy. So,
was it good? Was it a real diamond?
Nigga, I gave your mom a fuck you,
nigga. Hey, boys, go to sleep.
Fugazi.
Guys, go to sleep already. I'm not playing.
So so then I went to Robin's Bros, and this shit was in Glendale, bro, the ones that had it. So I went there, and I had to play off a whole shit because I went after work, and I didn't come home that night till like 12. I told her, oh, I went to dinner with my store. She was pissed because she was like, I know that's bullshit. You never done this before. Yeah. And I was like, no, I know, but I had her go. Like, I couldn't tell this guy no. Point is, it took me forever. So they had to make the ring there. They didn't put the diamonds on. So I chose it, and I said, what size diamonds? You know what I mean?
Hey, he's like, I want this one, but give me a smaller diamond, please. Like, yeah, I know how this shit goes.
Hey, you know what? To be honest with you, the ones that they had that was there, it was actually smaller than the one. So I look like a baller.
No,
how much is that ring?
I did. Like, they had to take it out for bigger ones. Anyways, motherfuckers. So I bought the ring. I had to play it off. I sat on that shit for a little while, and then I planned it. And I was like, all right, I'm going to do it on our anniversary. So that's how it went down.
Damn.
She was happy. Well,
so I had my girl's ring for like 3 days before I proposed.
Hell yeah, you can't hold it in, nigga. Once
and
you got that
nah, I had that shit at fool. I was showing all the homies like, hey, check this one carrot out. Fool, that shit's expensive, dog. Honestly, I wanted to get something smaller, but
the way that I would do it, I would set up a day where it's like do everything this nigga's ever wanted to do that's realistic, of course.
What
you know?
Do you mean?
Like everything. Like fucking treat her like a boss, like all day.
She's like, gonna want that every day.
No, dumbass. Like, just give her like everything she's ever wanted from the morning till the fucking night, and then like at night, just whip it out, and it's just like, fuck, she'll just pass out and shit.
The icing on top of the cake.
Yeah.
This nigga.
That's not bad. That's not a bad.
On a regular date,
you're supposed to treat her good every day, though.
No, Johnny, bitch, I do. Johnny, for Chico, up. That's yeah, actually not a bad idea. Back.
That's that a great fucking thing.
I'm surprised they didn't say we'll grab some 40s and with the bottle caps we'll make rings and shit.
No, I'll put it in her 40.
I'll put it in her 40. Hope she don't swallow that shit.
What a fucking idiot. Yeah, that's actually not a bad idea, Chico. Actually,
that's
give it to
that's
you.
That's
there.
Great.
Hey, but don't propose on Valentine's Day. That's just kind of like whack.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Johnny didn't even have imagination to make it even better. He walked in, calendar.
Hey, how did you do it, though?
It wasn't, that was that
the story. I know how you that did it, but tell the story. The proposal.
Oh, proposal. Well, her friends knew, right? Because, I mean, it was a friend's trip. I can't just, you know, take shine on that. And that day, we rented a boat, and we went to the island. Like, you know, the islands you see on screensavers
where
and shit.
Where were we at?
And, where did I go? Puerto Vallarta.
Right.
Islas Marietas. Uh-huh. So, you know, went to the island and shit. But you have to swim, like, a good, like, 25 yards or so, like jump out of the boat and swim under this cave for like 20 yards.
Oh, but you got a life jacket.
Yeah. But still, you get me? Like, you're looking on the floor and then you see like
was it big old like fishes.
Dude, how did you not lose the ring?
I had it in my pocket. Like my beach shorts that I wear a lot.
Yeah, I know.
I had it in there. I had it in there. I was the whole time.
Did you have it in the box or just
like that? Yeah, in the box. Okay, at least. This whole time I was like.
Was it with your tax return money?
Yeah, with that. And then.
We got to talk about taxes.
That shit was there, you know? And then fucking.
Taxes are coming up.
Yeah, you just whooped it out. Like, whoop.
Bam. Did she cry? Was she happy?
Yeah, she was like, oh my God. I was like, say something, nigga.
You put it on your dick and then you whooped out your dick.
Wouldn't fit.
That shit barely fit. Like,
so what's up with some taxes? Y'all niggas
hey, you guys are lucky. You guys have kids and shit.
You claim on tax returns?
Claim on the tax returns.
True. Yeah, but I don't.
Only my girl claims them. Oh, right.
So I always get fucked. I have to pay taxes usually.
Why? You get paid cash?
No, nigga. I just make a decent amount of money. I have to always pay.
Yeah,
I thought you pay taxes
every check.
Yeah, of course you do. But if you make too much money and you don't have enough expenses, the IRS wants more.
I broke off kind of even. All I paid was like $150. I don't get money back neither because I do W-2 and the other half is 1099. So the W-2 takes care of the 1099.
The W-2.
This thing ain't even drink today.
And then I can only claim one boy, so then that hooks it up too.
The 1099 fucks you because you don't pay taxes on that.
You don't pay taxes. It's cool though. It's like you get it there or later. You know what I mean?
What do you mean you get it there?
No, but you could write off a lot. You could write off. I write off my car. I write off my clothes. I write off everything. I mean, I was even texting your ass. Remember, I was like, what's up with that?
I think he had to know all the expenses.
Hey, ever since tax season came, he got a haircut. He got a nice shirt.
Why would I fucking...
Nigga, he got $100.
He got $150.
He got
$150.
I paid $150. I paid. I got nothing.
You paid $150?
Yeah.
Dude, I've had to pay up to $2,000.
No, he's talking about to get his taxes done.
No, nigga, to pay taxes.
To pay the government.
That's it? $150?
And then
I'm going to do my taxes this week.
I paid like last year I paid $600.
Damn.
But see, you're stupid ass too. You were owning your own business.
That's when you get your taxes done at Taco Bell, nigga. You go to one of the you know what I mean? The bullshit ass.
Do you know what I mean?
They just put like three numbers in how much you make. Okay.
Yo, this sign here.
Boom, bitch. Give me 400. They take out
$400 out of his fine that he's getting.
Hey, like, those tax motherfuckers, they be making money.
They do. They take advantage of retardos.
They do.
Retardos. Like,
like you.
Ni pedo.
$150.
Can't be hustle.
Hell no, dude. I came up on top.
Hey, nigga, taxes are always tight, though, usually, because tax season comes around. You have money. It's good for, like, in me and my business, it's really good. Like,
everybody's buying
shit. This is booming time for us. You know?
Booming.
So, from here to April 15th, best months of
the
year.
Boom, boom.
Metro Bowman. I haven't done my shit. My girl hasn't done shit. Damn, I got to push her to do
it. You guys still got time, though.
Hey, let me tell you this. I wish these motherfuckers sponsored me. You got better sponsor me after saying this. A friend recommended TurboTax to us.
No
right?
way. Wait, shut fuck the fuck with TurboTax?
Up. Shut the fuck up. So I went in and I said, let me try this shit. She's like, you could try it. If you don't want it, you don't have to file it, but at least it gives you a ballpark. You know? I was like, all right, fuck it, let me try it. So I did my girl's, and her shit's super easy because she doesn't have no expenses. We just put, you know, the kids, whatever. And she got a shitload of money, so I'm straight.
How much?
A lot.
A number.
A lot. Thousands.
Go, bitch.
Thousands.
Thousands.
Jealous ass. So we got 150.
No, I'm just saying.
Where you going to put it? All right, so wait. Did you compare it to last year's?
Yeah. Well, the thing is that this year, since we have my other daughter, now we have two.
Oh, nice.
So it kind of makes sense. So.
You got her pregnant right after.
What you should have done was just done with one kid and then insert the next one. You get me? So
just see the difference?
Yeah.
Get welfare, fool. Fuck it.
But the good thing is that it was free, too.
But we're not going to jump on your welfare shit, you faggot.
So then I was like, let me try my shit,
not a
right?
Welfare.
Since my shit has a lot of expenses, I tried to do it. It was too difficult. I said, fuck that. So I'm not going to do it. But
so
was pretty cool, though.
It's a lot simpler than when you have it.
Like, yeah, when you have no expenses.
TurboTax, is that like easy. You did on your phone, computer?
You can do it on your phone.
Where did you do it?
We did it on our laptop.
Oh, so you did it at home on your laptop. Oh, right.
Damn, that easy? You just do it on your phone?
It's how much did they charge you? It's free.
You're lying.
For her, it's free. Nothing. For me, they would charge me $45.
Nothing is free.
Zero.
Why?
Ain't Zero nothing pro. In this world for free.
Why? Because she, she has a W-2?
No, I don't know. You know. We all have W-2s.
I'm going to try my girls. If I like it, I'm going to do it without telling her.
Just try it. You don't have to file it if you don't want to.
Bitch, what you going to file, bitch? Nigga gonna file $50 this shit. I paid that nigga to move my refrigerator.
Bitch, just stupid.
Hey, what were you talking about? Section 8.
Section 8.
This nigga talking about welfare. Tell me the story. Tell everybody.
Oh, I was just at the market, and then it's like, dude, I just see like three people like bang bang, like buying all this shit. I know it's tax season, and then because I heard the lady talking about tax, she got all this money and shit, and then she's over there paying with her shit, and she's buying all kind of fucking shit. And it's like, goddamn, you know, I didn't care, but it's like now, like, I bust at 150, and I'm just like, you know, I get everything, but it's like, I look at him, I'm like, damn, I don't want to be a hater, like, fuck it. But, you know, but then I'm like,
so
damn,
she paid her EBT
card, I want to get on
saying.
Welfare and shit, too, now, kind of, you know? But then not really, it's like, fuck it, you know? But then there's, I think that it's like, once you feel entitled for welfare, you're fucked. Like, when you feel like, ooh, I deserve this.
I mean, I
you
think,
know, but then I in the other side of my head, I'm like, but you know what? Fuck it. Why not? It's free fucking money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
In all honesty, like I think the program is what it's meant for is good because there's some people and they're honestly, I've been in times too where you get let go of a job or some shit happens to you, you don't have no money. You know what I mean? You're fucked. What are you gonna do? So
that's
like the
true,
program, the meaning behind it is good,
shit.
But of course people abuse that shit, dude. They abuse it like fucking crazy.
I think most abuse it, dude, because it's always the same bitches, these fat bitches. You
know I just
I mean?
Think they
screaming
should get drug
at their tests. Kids look like shit. They're all fucking jumping on the thing. There was this motherfucker on those, what do you call those fucking circle? Those fucking
hoverboards.
Skateboards?
The
hoverboards in fucking Fruitless with an iPhone fucking 6, fucking dirty ass fucking little 15, 16 year old going up and down the aisles like a fucking cocksucker. Jealous. Like, and then the dad's right there looking like a stupid fuck. And then I see him right there paying with their fucking EBT. I'm like, you fucking retards. Honestly, America, what it needs, it's a fucking bomb. Boom, kill everybody. Just let me know. And then fucking start over again.
Stupid.
Let fucking dinosaurs
shit.
Come back. Honestly, it's we're done. We're done.
I think those fools should get drug tested.
They
yes,
should drug test them. I think that's a valid point.
That's a big
I definitely think
fucking
that's a valid point.
But you know what? Everyone does it. And then what's going to happen? Everyone's fucking on drugs. And then what? Now they can't get money. And now it starts a whole big problem. Now crimes. Dick, do you know when they change every single law, a small thing, the percentages of fucking murders and deaths that are going on? Like, they change the law slightly. Boom, they'll see fucking murder rate go up. Imagine what would happen when you fucking take the first and the 15 Bone Thug and Harmony fucking song out of Watts. How many deaths, murders, robberies, and shit's gonna happen during that time? They have to, dude. They have.
Yeah,
they have
but
to.
I mean, not because I mean, when your kid cries, you're gonna give him what he wants.
Well, if my kid fucking if he doesn't get what he wants and then he pulls out a gun on me and kills me, I think so. I'll give him what he wants so I don't die.
You sound like a bitch.
No, it's not, bitch. What are you going to do? You're going to spank fucking 10 fucking hoodlums that are going
to
fucking come
to your house?
No,
but if they're trying to come into my house, and yeah, best believe they're going to get shot at, nigga.
Yeah, but not everybody has a fucking gun or cameras like you do.
Well, guess what?
You know what I mean?
Motherfucker.
Get a gun. Talking about that, what do you guys think about holding a gun in fucking
Yo,
I
believe we should all
I do too.
Be able to
I
carry.
Do too. I
honestly.
Believe in the beginning, it's going to be fucked up. There's going to be a lot of murders. But with time, well, with time.
Bro, everywhere else we're allowed to carry. There's Utah, Texas. Like, everybody carries.
I think you should.
I mean, you're going to have that idiot who's going to shoot, but regardless, the idiot is going to get a gun with you, with or without you.
And then you're
going to
have this idiot thinking twice now. When his homeboy just got murdered by a regular Joe, I don't know if there was a something like where these guys getting haircut, and then this one dude comes in to rob the barber,
and then the guy in the chair
pulls out a gun, boom, 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 shoots his ass. You know when that? Trust me, there's not gonna be no more stick ups anymore because the guy getting a haircut, the guy getting
different.
His milk, the guy pumping his fucking gas, he's gonna kill your ass because he doesn't know. If you're gonna shoot him because you saw his face, you know what I mean, and that's gonna eliminate crime definitely. But there's gonna be a lot of deaths in the beginning, till these knuckleheads understand.
Yeah, but I mean,
you know,
I think it would be a good change, a good drastic change.
I think it is, but then it's different in a huge city like Los Angeles and all this fucking.
I mean,
we
can still have regulations such as you may carry in some places, nowhere near a school, nowhere near a bank, nowhere near this, nowhere near that.
Kind of like smoking weed.
Yeah, exactly like that. You know, you may carry.
Yeah, exactly. In a bank, what do you do? Could you walk in with a gun? No, you would have to.
Yeah, but I mean, you can leave it in your car, secured, locked, and everything. You get me? Just like an officer when he's off duty, you know, just leave it in your car.
Yeah.
But then you'll have people breaking into cars just to look for your gun. That's another thing. I mean, that's yeah, same,
but then again,
I mean, it's kind of it happens
anyway.
Happen
it happens anyway with your laptops, iPad. And nigga sees an iPad in the hood, best believe your shit gonna get broken.
Gas keeper.
Yeah. Oh yeah, dude. One time, dude, they stole my laptop, my fucking iPad, a brand new fucking camera, all in the thing. I was like, oh.
Oh, in the car?
In the car, dude. And then I tell my boss, and he's like, oh, you should have put it in your trunk. I'm like, dude, I'm not gonna get off because I get off of the car every half an hour. So it's like, I'm not going to be getting off, put it in the trunk, get off, put it in the trunk, yes. You know? But it's like, damn, dude, thanks, dude. But whatever.
You know they invent locks, right? Like, safes for cars and shit. You should invest in one of those.
Locks?
Like yeah, like a safe.
Yeah, but dick, come on. You're going to be fucking locking your shit up.
Hey, do you guys watch The Walking Dead?
No, I don't fuck with that. So I do.
That's just coming back on Sunday, nigga.
Yeah.
Dude, so what? Last year was the last time you
they said they took like a break, right? Or something like that?
They always take a mid-season break and then they take the season.
It's like every year or what?
They don't fuck around, man. They make you fucking hungry for that shit.
Damn.
They got us hooked, fool. They got people
hooked. Yeah. And then now everybody's even having their parties because this Saturday or whenever it comes out, we're going to the homeboys party. And we got invited twice to like, oh, come over, potluck type shit. You know what I mean? It's cool. It's fun. You know, the kids like it and shit. I made jalapeno poppers the other day. Bomb as shit. Jalapeno wrapped.
I love the show, though. I think it's a fucking
great jalapeno poppers. What did you put at the inside? Cheese or
cream cheese with a little bit of mozzarella. Had the other one with cheddar inside.
For the Super Bowl, we had jalapeno poppers wrapped in bacon, but with cream cheese in the middle. I kind of wanted the mozzarella, though.
No, you mix it with cream cheese. Well, you mix it with mozzarella. Yeah, you don't put a lot of cream cheese. Ugh. Yeah. I just put more cheese than I do the cream cheese.
I kind of don't like the taste of jalapeno, though.
Yeah?
It's kind of like,
bitch, shut up.
What do you think about the Super Bowl?
It was all right. I think it was rigged.
You think it was rigged?
Yeah, I saw some videos on Facebook. You know those people that are like anti-everything?
Yeah, conspiracy theorists.
This dude from the fucking Carolina, like, he had the ball, and then he kind of, like, dodged a Bronco guy, and then he, like, gave the thumbs up to the other guy, and the other guy kind of, like, tackled, but the error, you know, this guy, like, went through the bottom. And he scored a touchdown, but before that, he gave him the thumbs up, like, "Hey, man," you know?
Really?
Yeah. I'll comment on you guys.
I wouldn't be surprised. Organized, and then that Cam Newton guy didn't want to talk to nobody, right?
He's 26.
He looked like a little bitch. So there was a moment he would look like he was about to cry.
I mean, what would you do? You get me? Yeah, you just lost Super Bowl. You know, you're thinking you're gonna take that shit.
But he's still talking.
I mean, they only lost like two games the whole season, bro. You get me?
True.
So for them to just come and lose that game, it's like.
But Denver was playing like a fucking boss the whole season.
I mean, Denver has the best defense. So.
Like, they were just killing it. But even though you saw it like throughout the whole thing, he never. You know, you see when you see a motherfucker on fire with the flow and shit. He was just like fucking like practicing shit. He wasn't feeling it. You know,
like, what do you mean like the game?
Cam Newton, like he wasn't like fucking, you know, trying to fucking kick ass. You know, you never saw the fire in that motherfucker like you did in previous games.
That's true. I understand that. But, I mean...
Even though I've never seen a fucking game. I've never seen him play. That
I was about to say that. Because the Panthers usually do fucked up the first, second quarter. And then, you know, they kind of go in clutch.
That was just bullshit.
Nah, but I just see it as he's young as fuck. He has a lot of
mind. He's going to have more opportunity for sure.
You get me? And I mean...
That's experience. But dang,
26 years old making
music. 26.
He went up against some dude who was, what, 40, 48, 38, some shit like that?
True. Nigga's old.
You get me? Like...
Yeah.
So it's cool. He's going to retire.
Yeah, he's going to be badass. I mean,
here comes Newton.
But through your failures, you get badass. You know what I mean? So he'll be badass one day.
He got the experience from it. He learned like what's going to happen. You know, he's going to be fucking prepared to be at your best.
At least he knows what it feels like to lose now.
He's going
to
be a Chico Sanchez one day.
Oh, no. He's going to be a little bitch. He's better than that.
Fuck, dude. Last time, the other day, you know, I fucking... anyways, I was going to talk about this. Pissing while driving.
How do you do that?
Pissing while driving.
It's like Cam Newton, you've had failures and then you get badass at it.
I've taken a piss inside my car, like, you know, in a bottle, but it's still fucking hard to, like, find that spot on your knee and just, like, pee. You get me?
What? On your knee?
How do you pee?
I pee sitting down.
Oh, that's right. You have a cooch.
No, you're probably got a little wiener. That's why my wiener's not the biggest, but it's kind of long. It's kind of long, so that's the advantage. But the best thing to fucking piss in is a Gatorade bottle, just like that, because you could actually like put the head in. Just gotta leave a little space so it leaves air, because if not, it'll just. So you just gotta push down on the tip of your penis and then spray. I can even piss.
Hey, what if you get a boner bottles. Once you have it in there?
I don't, bitch. It's just stuck.
Hey, but is it like Jim Carrey? Like when you're like, oh shit, I'm about to fill it up. I'm about to fill it up.
Yeah.
Why don't you just pull over?
No. In a Gatorade bottle, you're good. But I've done it like in beer bottles, just regular 12 ounce. And it's like, yeah, you just gotta like sit up a little bit.
Do that feeling of holding your piss and like when you squeeze your dick. Oh my gosh.
No, I'm good with that. That's the thing. I could hold it. And then let it loose like again. I've always had that.
That shit hurts.
So then, yeah, you just put it in there. And then I already know like how which way the pee comes out. It comes out kind of flat. And
shut the fuck up. We can never predict that.
So it's like I kind of have to arch my cock in there. And then it's like.
Yeah, it's too much detail. It's pretty disgusting.
And then I just put it in the cup holder.
So what did you literally leave it? I was going to say, do you at least throw it out? You leave that shit in your cup holder?
Of course, of course. No, I put it in the cup holder while I switch to another cup or whatever.
Did you guys see the black guy?
And I pour it out and I get back.
The black guy that got arrested and he was peeing while arrested?
Yeah. Did you see that? That was pretty badass.
He was like peeing up. Like he almost hit his face. Because he was like, I don't know. I think they probably let him like. Stick
but who
dick
put his?
I don't
who
know.
Put
dude.
His dick pointing up.
I don't know.
The fuck? Yeah,
this guy was. The cops were like tilting him, like Phil's Michael Jackson, like leaning like at a 45 degree, so he could pee. Like,
yeah,
it was crazy. You have to see it. I put it on the chat.
He put his wiener, like up, and then he put it like on the waistband. So like the just
so
the
like
tip
the bell
the
is
head,
holding it, but
the tip of the head is holding the waistband, and then he started peeing. And then the piss almost touches his chest. It goes up in a loop, touches the chest, and then falls in front of him.
That's fucking disgusting.
Yeah, but it doesn't really get on him. I was like, damn, it's pretty good.
It doesn't get on him. But when he was done, I'm pretty sure, you know, he has put his dick back down because it's pretty uncomfortable, right? Once he puts his dick back down, you know, you have like the rest of the piss, like the last piss.
Oh, yeah. He got a little on him.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he had
it. Hey, today's Ash Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. I was at the market, and it was like a bunch of dudes with fucking dirty foreheads. You know?
So you know what that like, you know what Ash Wednesday is about?
Dude, Ash? Oh yeah, from Pokemon.
Stupid. Do you fucking know or not?
Yeah, it's a song by the Smiths.
Oh my god, this fucked
up. It's something with Marco Antonio Solis in the clouds, right?
You're a fucking idiot.
Pichato menso.
What is it? What is the history? What is somebody it? Google that shit.
Google it. Handle it. Find
Google
it.
Google it.
Read it to
me. It was
me.
A Google it.
Google that shit, nigga.
Google it. Google. Oh, look at that. Ash Wednesday. Ash Wednesday.
Hey, look at this. This is funny.
By Chico Sanchez.
When a priest knows you're a hoe and it's Ash Wednesday.
she wrote puta.
The priest wrote puta.
Ash Wednesday is a day of fasting. It is the first day of Lent in Western Christianity. It occurs 46 days of fasting. If 6 Sundays, which is not enough, blah, 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 blah.
So every Friday, usually it's Friday, they give up meat.
40 days.
They give up meat in order to sacrifice because like it signifies, you know, Jesus sacrificed his life
it
for everybody.
From the
so that's why everybody kind of does it. And it's for like Easter. It ends on Easter, which Easter is because that's when Jesus rose again.
Yeah, it says, remember that you are dust. And to dust you shall return.
Yep.
Another one bites the dust.
Very true.
Another one bites it. And it is true we're dust, right? Because then you do all that dust in your house. You do all the dusting. Where does that come from? Your skin.
From yourself, yeah.
Your skin.
That's you, nigga, cleaning up yourself off
the floor. Did you know that your body recreates itself approximately like every 16 months? So like if you touch, like your lung is not the same lung that it was 16 months ago, approximately. Every different body part takes longer to do. Your brain takes the longest. You understand? So let's say, for example, let's say you were to rub your finger and never touch your finger for about a year and a half. That would be a completely different finger. Other finger.
That makes sense. But there's some organs, I think, that don't recreate. I don't think your brain.
I heard that on a cellular level, every single cell gets reproduced.
I could be wrong, bro.
But then that's
I would
kinda,
think not every organ does.
But then if that is true, why the fuck don't we stay young forever? You understand? Like, if we redo ourselves,
true.
Why the fuck do we get wrinkles?
I'm pretty sure it's not. It's not every
yeah,
single cell.
But then there has to be a plan, a system on how you're like meant to die. Because then, how does a baby get big and know to get big? And your program just says, "Motherfucker, die.
This guy's an
you're
idiot.
Done." You know what I mean?
True, true.
You don't know
Johnny, you have some Valentine's shit we need to talk about because this is the Valentine's special.
How about your best Valentine's Day ever?
The best Valentine's Day? Dude, I don't even remember Valentine's Day.
Dude, to be honest with you, I don't really celebrate Valentine's Day.
Me neither. My girl's already asking, like, what the fuck are we going to do?
Well, luckily, my girl doesn't like the whole, oh, let's go eat.
Me neither, dude. 45 minutes, yeah. 2 hour wait.
45 minutes, that's nothing.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Nah, that's a regular Sunday. Shit, that's like shit. A regular.
Yeah. 2 minutes.
Nigga, that's a fucking Pollo Loco line.
Yeah, nigga, at the liquor store, there ain't no wait, nigga. We buy 40s and we do our thing, nigga.
40s and 9.
I buy her a hat, a LA hat, and a thermal.
A pro club t-shirt.
And she fucking melts.
Nah, dude, my girl will be happy with just going running or kicking the ball. To be honest,
that's cool. Fucking, I don't know, dude. Like, I don't know what I like. Right now, we're thinking about what are we gonna do this weekend. We might double date with another little crew and with her homie girl and her man. Cool people. So yeah, but I don't know what to do. Like, we're just gonna go dinner. Maybe I should make dinner here, get some lobsters and shit. You know, and do a striptease for her.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Make a porno, do some 50 Shades of Grey shit, tie that nigga from the ceiling, let her drop like a yo-yo and shit.
Have you seen that movie?
Some trompo shit.
Which
nah,
one?
I haven't seen that. I read the book, though.
Which one?
You read the book?
50 Shades?
Yeah.
I saw the movie. Honestly, I thought I was going to be like jerking off every like scene, but nah, shit, boo-boo as fuck.
Yeah, it was boo-boo? Yeah, I want to see 50 Shades
like
of Black.
That shit.
50 Shades of Black, the Marlon Wayne ones.
Yeah,
oh,
that shit does look kind of funny.
Yeah, nigga,
I love that food. Yeah. Every time the Waynes make movies, I got to watch
them. Yeah, I love the Waynes people.
I got to watch
them. It's funny because I was like, damn,
see, so
I'm not racist. I haven't seen a movie in a while. Like, one of those stupid movies that they make. I was like, I haven't seen one in a while. And then this shit came out. Bling.
Yeah.
Dude, I think Scary Movie is my favorite one.
Scary movies are the best.
No, but the first one.
Yeah, when he's fucking the bear.
Dude.
The first one's fucking the bear. Is that the one? No,
fucking a bear.
Paranormal Activity or something like that?
That's some other shit. I don't even think that's fucking Wayne's.
You're an idiot.
He nuts on the bear.
No, but the first one is just funny as fuck.
That's hilarious, man.
We hit a boot.
The scary movies are the funny. How about the one where they go into that haunted house and there's that fool that like he's like the butler
hand.
But he has like
a fucked up hand.
Oh come on, that whole shit is
the dirty nasty ass hand.
Yeah, and then he's like feeding him, fucking sticks his hand in everything.
He's like take my hand, give me your other hand. No, this is my strong hand.
That fool's like they go at it and that fool's like, I'll give you a standing ovation. And the other nigga's like, let me give you a hand. That shit's hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, there's that fool fucking, there's a guy in there with glasses. And then he gives him like goggles that supposedly could see all kinds of fluids. And they put them on and they look at him and he has fucking nut stains all over his face.
I remember that. Shit's hilarious.
I think, I don't know if it's him, but somebody in there sucks their own dick in the movie. I don't remember who it was.
Like Marilyn Manson and shit?
I think it's a fool with the weird hand. Then they roll up Marlin into a little J and smoke him. That shit's
funny.
It's a good shit.
It's some good shit. But I guess this brings us to the end.
Yes.
Don't forget to visit piratepodcast.net. Shoot us an email. And
piratepodcast@yahoo.com. Also hit up our Instagram @piratepodcast.
Well, we don't have a .com, you fucking idiot.
Who said .com?
I said .net.
Yeah, he said .net.
What a cunt, dude.
You idiot.
Fucking guy, dude. Looking at his phone all day throughout the whole podcast.
True.
And talk shit. So for anyone, you know, you guys are going to driving around.
Hey, I was looking for something. What was I looking for?
You don't have love.
Oh, that guy peeing. I forgot.
You don't have love. You'll probably have love one day.
Hey, guys, it's February, not February.
I think February.
Say it again.
February.
What?
February.
February?
February.
February. It's not February. That's not the.
Alrighty, I think the R side in it.
All right. Stay tuned. Write us an email. We'll fucking roast
your bitch ass. Peace, motherfuckers.